Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez is touring 20 U.S. churches to stoke the effort to change the nation's immigration laws and stop breaking up families. He's hearing invited comments from people who had loved ones deported during the Bush administration. Milwaukee resident Shoa Lohr says her husband was sent back to France in 2007. She says it was difficult to see immigration agents arrest him.
I would never want another family to go through what I had gone through. It was really traumatizing for me, especially to have my older son see the whole thing too.
Rosa Bautista says the father of her four children was deported to Mexico last year. She acknowledges that some people might think her husband should have to wait and apply to return to the U.S.
We were trying to look of ways to get married and so he can become legal. And I mean, it's a long process. It's nothing easy. We knew that. But we wanted to find out how we can go about it. No, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
Bautista says she has spent time with her husband in Mexico, but has a better job in Milwaukee than she could find across the border. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says immigration reform must happen soon, but admits that any proposal of amnesty for people who came to the U.S. illegally will run into opposition.
We're accustomed to no, and that's the reason the American people put this particular administration and this Congress in place, is because I think they want something other than just no.
President Obama recently promised to address the immigration issue later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.